Begin the current daf, Masechta B'Metzia, daf Mem Hei. Begin on the bottom of daf Mem Dalma Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the Yamud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. The Gemara quoted a Mishnah, which relates to the Machlekes we had in regards to the opening of this Perek Azav, which we described that for the conclusion of a Kinyan, which is that you can't retract anymore, it's the acquisition of the of the product, and not of the money. So if you give the money, it's not a done deal yet. But if the product was already given, even if the money wasn't paid, that's a done deal. And that was the discussion, is it Hazav Kainis HaKesef, or is it HaKesef Kainis Hazav? Which one do we consider the purchase of the other one? Which one is paying for the product? Is the gold the product and the silver the money? Or is the silver the product and the gold is the money? Those are the two different versions, as our Mishnah had one of those two versions. Now, in that the Gemara quoted Mishnah Masechtas Maisa Sheni that brought a machlekes b'sham and b'shil regarding somebody that had Maisa Sheni produce, didn't want to bring it all up to Yerushalayim. Rather, he did as the Torah permits to be paid to transfer the sanctity onto money. So he had now silver siloin, silver coins of Maisa Sheni. Now, that was still too much, and he wanted to then transfer it to golden coins, which are more condensed, not to have to bring up even that many coins. Bishami said, you're not allowed to make from your silver coins and transfer that onto golden dinar to bring that up, whereas Beis Hillel said you're permitted. That was their machlekes. Now, there was a machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish, how to interpret their machlekes. One of those two opinions, and now that's where Gemara is going to continue to try to prove which one is the opinion of Rabbi Yechonon, but one of them said that their machlekes was only regarding taking silver sloim and transferring that onto golden dinar, where Bishami held that silver is the coin and gold is the pri. Now, the halacha is, in regards to the Maiser Sheni, that you're allowed to go ahead and transfer the produce, the pri, onto money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. But in out of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to transfer the money onto the pri. So therefore, since silver is the money and gold is the pri, you cannot transfer from silver to gold. Whereas Beis Hillel held the other way around, that silver is the pri, gold is the coin, and therefore the halacha is you're allowed to transfer from a pri onto a coin. So therefore, you're allowed to take the silver and transfer it onto the gold and then bring it up to Yerushalayim. But says this, one of these two opinions, either Rabbi Yechon or Rish Lakish, but regarding taking peiros, the produce of Maaser Sheni itself, and transferring that onto golden dinar, that everyone would hold that you could be mechal. Why? Didn't we say that there is an opinion that holds that it's considered a pri, and you're not allowed to be mechal pri on pri? And that's what the Gemara says. Although that Beisham may hold that the golden dinar are considered pri, that's only a pri in contrast to the silver. Silver is considered currency in contrast to gold. But in regards to payers, the gold and dinar are going to be considered a coin in regards to the pri, and therefore everyone would agree that you could be mechal the pri onto the golden dinar. That's one interpretation. The other opinion, be it Rabbi Yechon or Rish Lakish, holds that no, their machlikas was even not only from Saloim on dinar, from silver coins onto golden coins, but even from payris, regular Maaser Sheni produce, if you can mechal that onto golden dinar, the opinion of Bishami is that not only is it considered a pre in contrast to the silver coins, it's even considered a pre in contrast to other payris, and therefore you cannot be mechal the Maaser Sheni produce onto golden coins. That was the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, which it wasn't said clearly who's which opinion. That's how Gemara continues and starts. Tistayim de Rabbi Yechon hu da'amar. We could prove that Rabbi Yechon was the one who had said in this machlekes Beishamai Basil, specifically in the opinion of Beishamai, that ein mechalalin, that you can never transfer the sanctity of Maaser Sheni produce, not just from the silver coins onto the golden coin, but even from peiros onto the golden dinar. And the reason for that is the Gemara will prove that we see that Rabbi Yechon quotes that there is an opinion that holds that gold is considered a pri, even in contrast to the gold itself. Not just that it's a pri in contrast to silver coins. No, golden coins are considered a pri, even in regards to another golden coin. And therefore, that would be, if Rabbi Yechon quotes such an opinion, it would make sense that he's the one that explains Beis Shammai in that same fashion that golden coins are not considered currency, they're considered a product, and taking the Maaser Sheni produce, which is a product, and swapping it onto another product doesn't help. You could only transfer it into money and bring that up to Yerushalayim. Where do we find this? Because the Amar Rabbi Yechon, the Rishon said the following halacha, as we continue on top of Memhei Amud Aleph. It says, Asur Lulveis Dinner B'Dinner. A person is not allowed to lend another person a golden coin, with, as the Gemara will explain that it's a golden coin, with the intention of him paying back the same golden coin. Now, the reason for this concern, which is known as the halacha of sa b'sa, is the concern is that if you're lending him this golden coin, in the interim, the price of that golden coin might go up. And then when he pays you back, although originally the golden coin was, let's say, worth $10, now it's worth $15, that's ribbis. You lent him $10 worth and you're going to make $15 worth. So the Gemara explains this. Dinar demai. This halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, what type of dinar? There are silver dinar, there are golden dinar. Which dinar? Dinar is a type of a coin. Elim a dinar shal kesef, a dinar shal kesef. If you're saying that Rabbi Yechanan says it's forbidden to lend someone a silver dinar with the intention of him paying back exactly that same silver dinar at a later point in time, how could that be forbidden? Legabe nafshe mi'ika lamanda amalav tiva hava. Although that there is an opinion which we brought to us, machlekes b'sham b'sil, do we consider a silver coin in contrast to a golden coin as currency or the product? Which one do we hold as primary? That was their machlekes. But says the Gemara, in contrast to its own self, a silver coin is definitely considered currency. And therefore, it wouldn't be appropriate to say it's forbidden because regards to the problems of about something rising in price, that is only a product. A product, it fluctuates in regards to currency, but currency is static. The currency is what it is, and everything is based on that. So a silver coin, how can you not lend a silver coin with the intention of getting back another silver coin? That is currency. In currency, there is no problems about rising in regards to the currency itself to say that it'd be a problem of ribbis of sabasa. So elipshit, or rather says the Gemara, it's obvious that what are we talking about in this dinner b'dinner? Dinner shel zav, but dinner shel zav. You're not, says Rabbi Yechanan, you're not allowed to lend someone a golden coin to get back that same golden coin. No, says the Gemara, ulaman. Now this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan was going in who? Ila beis hil, if it was going beis hil, but as we quoted before, ha'amri tivahava. He holds that a golden coin is actually always considered currency, even in regards to a silver coin. So again, if it's a coin, if it's currency, then it shouldn't be a problem because again, there's no problem about ribbis, about fluctuation in currency. It's only regards to a product. Elalav lebeishamai. Rather says the Gemara. Obviously, this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan was being quoted in the opinion of Beishamai. Bishmami na Rabbi Yechanan hu da'amar emechal alinan. So obviously, we could infer, which it wasn't clear to say who said which interpretation, Rabbi Yechanan or Rish Lakish, in those two different opinions in the machlekes Beishamai Beisil, that everyone agreed that there was a machlekes slom agab dinarm. The question was, do they also argue paris agab dinarm? Obviously, Rabbi Yechanan is the opinion that holds that Bishami said it's forbidden even to transfer the sanctity of ma'isa sheni produce onto a golden coin because golden coin, not just in regards to a silver coin, even in regards to itself, in regards to paris, is considered a product, and that's why not to lend a golden coin to get a golden coin back because it's a product, it's a pre, which would have a problem about sabasa if it goes up in price as a potentiality for ribbis. Says the Gemara loy. No proof. Really, I could tell you, Rabbi Yechanan hu da'amar mechal alinan. Actually, Rabbi Yechanan is the one who says that you could be mechal the ma'isa sheni produce onto a golden coin, because in regards to pay race, in regards to produce, actually a golden coin is considered currency. And it's only regards to a silver coin that we consider it as a pre. But what do we do with this halacha then? Why then, if it's considered in regards to itself and so in regards to a pre, we consider it as a coin, and if it's a coin, then there should be no problem about sa-bisa, about giving and getting back the same thing, about a problem about increase in value. Says the Gemara, though, because v'shani halva, a loan is different. We are more stringent in regards to a loan in regards to halachas of ribbis. Why? Kivin d'linyan mekech memker, because since regards to a purchasing, meaning, when you purchase golden coins with silver coins, someone is giving someone silver coins and someone else is giving back the golden coins. On that, we quoted Beis Shammai from that Mishnah Masechtas Ma'aser Sheni, Shevu Rabbanan Kiperi. Then the Rabbanan did consider a golden coin, at least in that context, as a pre, as we taught from that Mishnah, that Hazav is Koine Es HaKesef. Why is Hazav Koine Es HaKesef? Which, as we opened up this parak, is because we consider Zav as a pre in regards to the silver. Now, so Damrinon, Ihu Nihu de Oik Vazil. If we're considering golden coin, at least in certain contexts, as the pre, that means to say it could fluctuate, it could go up in value. We consider it as the product. So, Lagabi Halva, Name Perahaba. So, you're right, although in regards to itself, as we find from Ma'aser Sheni produce onto the golden coins, we don't consider it a pre, we consider it currency, you're right. But in regards to Halva, we're more stringent, and we say, therefore, in regards to a loan, we're also going to consider it as a product, and therefore, there is going to be a problem about lending a golden coin to get another golden coin back, which is the problem about sa b'sa, but it might go up in the interim, and then it'll be a problem of ribbis. Says the Gemara, Hachinami Mistaber. It's not just what's called a Dechi Teretz, to say that it's not a proof that Rabbi Yochanan is as we had attempted to say it is. It's actually logical to say that Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion that says, in Beis Shammai, that you actually could be Mechal the Peiris of Meiser Sheni onto a golden coin. That is, that we do consider a golden coin as a coin, as currency in regards to Peiris. Because the Chiyas of Ravin Amr Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the following halacha. He says clearly where he contrasts this attempt that we had said before. It said, although that, and this is Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, although that they said that it's forbidden to lend a golden coin to get a golden coin back, but you could deconsecrate the payris of Meiser Sheni produce onto the golden coins, Shema Mena, obviously infer from there that clearly Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion that it says, in spite of the fact that you're not allowed to lend a dinner b'dinner, because it does fluctuate, at least in regards to Mekach HaMemcha with a silver coin, so we are stringent regarding loans. However, we do consider, however, currency in regards to Halachas Meiser Sheni, that you could be Mechal the Meiser Sheni produce onto the golden coin. So obviously then it was Rish Lakish, who was the other opinion, who he said that Bishami says, no, you can never be mechal the Meiser Sheni produce even onto the golden coin, that it's always considered as a pri. So in regards to this opinion of Rish Lakish, the Gemara says, Tashima, let's bring a raya from Mishnah and Masechtas Meiser Sheni, not like Rish Lakish. The Mishnah says as follows, HaPirit Sela Mimois Meiser Sheni, which this case is talking about if somebody had copper coins of Meiser Sheni, where he had been mechal, he took his Meiser Sheni produce and he swapped it into coins, copper coins. And now he wants to exchange those copper coins for silver coins, because copper coins, you have to have a lot of coins to take it up and it's going to be a big schlep. So he wants to now swap it for silver coins, which are going to be more compact, and bring it up to your shlam, because he doesn't want to carry all that whole heavy load of the copper coins. So Beishami say that if a person wants to go ahead and swap his copper coins into silver coins, he's allowed to b'chol ha'sela mois. He could go ahead and he could take all his copper coins and swap it all for silver coins. Doesn't need to keep any copper coins. B'shilaimim, they disagree. They say no. B'shekel kesef. A shekel is a half a sela. Now don't take all your copper coins and switch it into a sela. Rather, with a shekel, with a half a sela is kesef. You switch that into silver coins. But b'shekel mois. However, regarding half of that money, you should keep that as copper coins. In other words, you should only exchange half of it. Now, the reason for that is because when a person comes to Yerushalayim, what is used in the stores, in the markets, are copper coins. So when the person who's coming from out of Yerushalayim, coming up to Yerushalayim, where there's Meiser Sheni, he's going to have to now exchange again his silver coins to go to the money changer, get copper coins to go ahead and buy things in the stores to eat supper and lunch. Now, if everyone's going to be running to the money changers to exchange all their silver coins, because everyone's coming up to bring the Meiser Sheni produce, so the price of copper coins are going to go up because it's going to be in high demand. So it's going to come out that Meiser Sheni, which is hektish, it's really Hashem's money that lets the person eat it, is going to lose. And we don't want hektish to have to lose. So therefore, says Basil, that person has to carry with him his copper coins so that he at least has some, so that when he gets there, he can use it. And when it runs out, his silver coins, then little by little, he'll already be able to gauge himself and say, oh, I see, I only have a few more days left. He'll be able to go, but it won't be in such high demand where everyone's running to say, we have no money to spend, we need to exchange. So therefore, says Basil, you could only do half and half. That's Machlek is Bisham Basil. Says the Gemara, one thing that we see from this is a hashdul l'bishamay, but we find by the opinion of Bishamay that legabe priti mechalalinon, what does the Mishnah tell us? What's the assumption that the Mishnah is starting off with? That it's talking about, you have mois meiser sheni. What's the mois meiser sheni? Copper coins. Now, it's the discussion when you're switching the copper coins into silver coins, how you could do it. Bishamay says you could do all of it at one time. Bishamay says you have to do half and half. But one thing, how do you get copper coins of Meiser Sheni? Obviously, because you mechal the Meiser Sheni produce onto copper coins. So obviously, we see by Bishamay that you can mechal payris onto copper coins. So like the Havim Ebayis, it says the Gemara. So do you even entertain that you would not be able to be mechal the Meiser Sheni produce onto golden coins? Of course you could. That refutes Rish Lakish, or that other mandama, because we had proved Rabbi Yechon was the other mandama, that it says that even payers on dinarin is the machlokes Beisham Beisil, and held Beisham Beisil says you're not allowed to. But if copper, which is much less than a golden coin, you're considering as currency to mechal the Maaser Sheni Purim, it's for sure golden coins. So how do you understand that opinion? Says the Gemara, actually not. Shani Priti, actually, copper coins are different because Ba'aser Desagin Charifi, in a place where they're used, they're actually in high demand. They're actually considered the currency, which is the medium to be able to purchase things. In Yerushalayim, the copper coins are actually, meaning for the utility of that, it's actually considered currency. And actually gold coins, you're right, Bishami would hold, are not considered currency at all. It's even lower than copper coins because it doesn't have utility as much as copper coins, and therefore would be a pre. So no riot. That was one version from the previous daf explaining this machlekes Bisham Bisil, which was a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, which hinged on this context regarding do we consider Zahav as a pre, or do we consider it as the Kesef, and or do we always consider Zahav as a pre, which was from the context of the beginning of our parak regarding a Zahav, Kainas, a Kesef, that we consider a pre and not the currency. Now, the Gemara says, Lishna Achrin Amila. However, there was a different version regarding this whole previous discussion that the Machlekes Beisham Beisil was not as in the context of why we brought it in, because the context of our perek regarding when there's a Mekech HaMemker between silver and gold, that we consider gold as the pre and not the currency, but rather a different interpretation. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, there were two different interpretations in this Machlekes. Same as before, but for a different reason. One of them said, as was quoted before, the machlekes Beisham Beisil was only regarding taking the silver coins of Maaser Sheni, and are you allowed to be machal that on golden coins? The Beisham Savri, where Beisham held that, and we're going to explain that he held that you're not allowed to, but not because, as we said before, because he held it as a pre, but here is because Beisham Savri hakesef. The pasuk says, "V'tzarta kesef biyadecha v'alachta." What you do is you take your ma'aser sheni produce, you mechal it onto money, and then you bind that money in your hand, and you go up to Yerushalayim. So when it says ha-kesef, the money, kesef rishon, that tells us what's the money in the singularity. It means the first money that you mechal the payrus onto, that's what you have to bind in your hand and bring it up to Yerushalayim. But v'loy kesef sheni. But you're not allowed to be mechal that money onto other monies. That's why Bishamay said you cannot be mechal the sloy mandinarim. Not necessarily, at least in this context, because of that, because that's payri, but because it's a second money. Basil Sabri, the hell no. Hakesef, kesef, riba. In other words, because it's more than one time that it says the word kesef in the pasuk over there, which in that parasha is coming to include a secondary type of money, which tells you, v'fil kesef sheni, even secondary money. So the Rabbi Basil says, you're allowed to be mechal from sloim al dinarim, because it doesn't have to be the primary money. It could even be on secondary money. Aval, but this opinion in the Machlekes Beisham and Beisil says, whether it be Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Peiris al dinar and divri hakol mechalinon, but from Peiris onto golden coins, the first money, that you could be mechal, because that cut the kesef rishonu. Because even Bishami who held it, you cannot be mechal, sell al dinar, was only because it's kesef sheni. From the pri itself onto the golden dinar, it's the first money, it's primary money. Of course, then you could be mechal it from sloim al, from the peiri on the dinar. Again, because it's the same achlekes, as we mentioned the first version, but for different reasons. There was because, do we consider dinarim as payri or not? And there it's because, do we consider it as, does it have to be the primary money or even secondary money? Now, v'charam, the other one, whether it be Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish says, no, af beperes al dinarim namen machlekes, that no, even if you're allowed to be mechal produce onto dinarim was their machlekes, that Beishami said that you're allowed to be mechal even from the pre on dinarim. Now, the reason for that is obviously, according to this opinion, is because he holds, no, that the reason the Beisham is, as we actually said in the first version, because as we said it in Rish Lakish, that gold is considered a pre in all situations, and therefore you now mechal meiser onto it in any situation, not just as secondary money, but even primary money. It cannot be because it's not currency, it's a pre. Now, says the Gemara, Ulamanda amaslon al dinarin. But according to the one who says, that specifically, regarding when you're taking silver coins onto golden coins, that was the machlekes, meaning whether it be Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in this second version of their machlekes, that the reason of Beishamay that was quoted was because it's only secondary money that's problematic, not because gold is considered pre. This interpretation holds of that of the second version, that it's only a problem about secondary money. So ask the Gemara on that Manda Amar, Ademiflagi bislom al dinarim. So instead of arguing regarding a case of silver coins on golden dinarim, you could actually make an error and say that the reason why you cannot do it is because gold is considered pre in regards to silver. But that's actually not the case. This Manda Amr is saying that their machlek is actually because it cannot be secondary money. So instead of saying regarding silver coins and golden coins, let them argue on the case of silver coin onto silver coin. Let them both be silver, because the problem is not because it's gold. The problem is because it's secondary money. You can't have kesef shen, it has to be kesef rishon. So why, according to that Manda Amar, did they say their machlek is only regards to shlom adinorm, when the same machlek would be even shlom aslom? It's a problem about secondary money. Where Bissel holds it, no problem. Bisham says there is. But then why say it in golden, say even if it's silver? Says the Gemara, you're right. But if Ligi Bislom Atzlom, had they only said their dispute from a case of silver coins and silver coins, Havamina, I would have thought to say, Hanamil Bisloin Asloin. I would have said that only when it's from silver coins onto silver coins, that's where Bisil disagrees with Beis Shammai and says that it's permitted because he doesn't hold that there's a problem of Kesef Rishon on Kesef Sheni. Because he learns it says the word Kesef more than once there in the parasha of Maaser Sheni, that you could be Mechaled onto more than one monies. But we would have thought to say then that if you're taking, however, silver coins onto golden coins, then actually Basil would agree to Beis Shammai that then it would be problematic, because then we would say, because then if we didn't say that, we would think Basil would hold that gold in regards to silver is considered a pre. And therefore, v'loy mechalina, and therefore you cannot be mechal slom al dinarim, because you cannot be mechal a teva on peri. So Kamashmon, that's why we have to say it, even in the case of Slom al Dinarim, to say that even their Bisil holds not a problem, A, because he has no problem about Kesef Sheni, and moreover, Dinarim are not considered a pre in regards to the silver, they're actually considered the Tiva, they're considered the currency. So that's why we have to say it that way, but really the opinion of Beis Shammai would be problematic, even Slom al Dinarim, because it's a problem of Kesef Sheni. So the Mishnah says, Toshima, let's bring a raya from a Mishnah Mesechtas Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah says, HaPayrit Sela Shal Maisa Sheni BeYerushalayim. This case is talking about where if someone came to Yerushalayim, and it's the other way of the other case. The other case is talking about that he's out of Yerushalayim, and he's taking his copper coins, and he wants to make it lighter to make silver coins to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Here it's talking about where he's already in Yerushalayim. He brought his silver coins. Now he wants to go ahead and exchange the silver coins to copper coins, because that's the only way. No one's taking silver coins in the makolet in the store in Yerushalayim. So he has to swap it into copper coins to be able to use to buy food, to eat his meiser meals, which is what you're supposed to do with meiser sheni money when you get to Yerushalayim. So Beis Shammai Aimrim, and the person's coming to swap his silver coins, says Beis Shammai, B'chala sela mois. He could take all the silver coins, similar to his other opinion that was mentioned before, and swap it and use it all to get copper coins at one shot. They still disagree. They say, no, you can only swap half of it. B'shekel kesef, b'shekel mois. Half of it you have to hold on to as silver coins, and half of it you go ahead and use it for copper coins. Now, the reason for this opinion is because maybe this person that came up, who is a businessman, he has a lot of land, and he's bringing up his maaser sheni. Now, maybe he's not going to wait so long in Yerushalayim until he consumes all the maaser sheni money. And he's going to leave his money there up until the next Yom Tov when he comes back, which Shalash Regalim, you have to come up to Alila Regal to Yerushalayim. Now, if it's all going to be copper coins get rusty and get ruined very quick. So if he's going to then have to go ahead now and not leave it as copper coins, and rather he's going to switch it again back into silver coins, it's going to come out that the money changer is going to gain two times because he charges a fee to make the swap, and Maaser Sheni is going to lose. So the Bishop says, Basil, no, only exchange half of it and leave the other half as silver coins. Number one thing says the Gemara is Hashda Kaspa Legabe Priti Bechalalina. One thing we see that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you could take silver coins and you could be mechalit onto copper coins. Question is, do you do it all at one time? Do you do it in shifts? Now, and Veloyam Rina Kesef Rishim Lo Kesef Sheni. We don't say it's a problem about, wait a second, how can you take silver coins and turn it into copper coins? Silver coins are the Kesef Rishim and the copper coins are Kesef Sheni. And we say that's not a problem. So if there's no problem about doing that from silver coins, from the Kesef region under copper coins, so like Abba the Habit of Chashim, so in regards to gold, which is more Chashim, which is more distinguished than copper coins, me and Rina Kesef region, like Kesef Sheni, would we say over there that there's a problem about Kesef Sheni? So therefore, there's a problem according to that Manda Amar that said that the reason for Bishami's opinion which was only a problem about Slom al-Dinar, not from Peri al-Dinar. Because, yeah, dinarim are considered currency. The only problem is because they're considered kesef sheni. But how can you say there's a problem of kesef sheni if there's no problem of taking silver coins onto copper coins? For sure there's no problem about taking silver coins onto golden coins. So Amar Rava, Rava says, what? Yerushalayim k'maisvis? You're asking from the Mishnah Maisa Sheni, which is talking about taking the silver coins and buying with it copper coins, that you're saying, wait a second, you see, not like what you're saying, that you could have kesef sheni? No, Shani Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is different. Because the Chsiv Beit, the Pasuk says regarding it in Devarim, v'nasata kesef, that you can use the money that you had, which you brought up, which you had swapped from the Maisa Sheni produce onto money, b'chol asher ta'ava nafshecha, for whatever your heart's desires is, b'bakar or b'tzayin, with the cattle and with the flock, which, well, how do you acquire these things? With copper coins. A person could use whatever he needs in Yerushalayim. Yes, there you could go ahead and take the silver coins and then swap it onto copper coins. And you're right, you would be able to do that with golden coins too. But we're not discussing in Yerushalayim. We're talking about out of Yerushalayim. Regards to bringing up monies, but the tzarta kesef yedecha v'halachta, where that is where we're talking about. Out of Yerushalayim, you're only allowed to swap it onto coins. That has no raya. That Beis Shammai's opinion, according to that man the Amr, could still stand, that it could only be kesef rishon and not kesef sheni. So the more continues trying to bring a raya toshima. Coming here from a Mishnah Masechtas Maisa Sheni, which was this previous Mishnah we had mentioned before, when we had in this first version of the Machlokes of Yerichon Shlakish, which is not talking about in Yerushalayim like this previous Mishnah. It's rather talking about where a person is swapping his copper coins of Maisa Sheni, and he wants to go ahead and take with it a lighter, more compact currency, which are silver salon, which is going to be the Kesef Sheni. So on that, the Mishnah said, HaPayrit Sela Mimois Maisa Sheni. If someone is swapping his copper coins to go ahead and acquire with it silver sloim from his Maiser Sheni money. So, as we mentioned before, this machlik is Beshame Oimrim Bechala Selamais. Beshame say you could use all your copper coins and use it to acquire the silver seller that you want to take up to your Shalayim. Ubisil Oimrim, no, Beshekel Kesel Beshekel Mois. Beshekel said, you know, you can't do all. You can't take all of the copper coins and switch it into silver, because when you're going to get to Yerushalayim, you're going to need to have some copper coins. So do half into the silver and half into the copper. But one thing, says the Gemara, that we see is that we see clearly in the opinion of Beis Shammai that there's no problem about Kesef Sheni. How does we understand that opinion that said that there's a problem about, in Beis Shammai's opinion, of Kesef Sheni? Here you see clearly, we're talking about where he's swapping the Peri onto copper coins, and the copper coins is being switched onto silver coins for his journey up to Yerushalayim. And yet we see that although it's Kesef Sheni, Beis Shammai says you can do that. So Eli Rather says the Gemara, you're right. The Kule Alma HaKesef Kesef Riba, not like we had said before. Everyone, even Mishami, agrees that it says the word Kesef there more than once in the Parsha of Maiser Sheni, which comes to tell us Vafila Kesef Sheni. You're right, you could transfer the Maiser Sheni produce not just onto one money, but even onto a secondary money. Ella, rather, says the Gemara, Iit Madreb Yechon Rib Shimon Ben Lakish Hachit. Rather, if you want to give a different interpretation in this Machlik is Rib Yechon Shlakish, you have to say as follows. Chad Amar, one says, as we said before, Machlekes b'slom al-dinar, the Machlekes b'sham b'sil was regards to the transfer of the Maisa Sheni produce, which you switched onto silver slom, was only could you then be switching that silver slom onto golden dinar, where that was their Machlekes. The b'shami sabri gazrin, b'shami held that there was a rabbinic decree. What is that rabbinic decree? As we continue to Amud Beis, Shema Yishal Yisav, because maybe a person will delay his bringing up his Maisa Sheni up to Yerushalayim, because he's going to wait until he has enough of his silver slum of Meiser until it equals to the value of a golden dinar, which will only be in the second year when he then sells the Meiser of the coming year. So he's going to be delaying his bringing up of his Meiser Sheni. And the reason for that is because the Zimna Delay Molu Zuzu B'dinar. Sometimes he won't have enough in his silver coins to equal a golden coin V'loy Masik, and he's never going to bring up his Meiser Sheni produce. So the difference is, Bishami, we'd never let you switch the silver coins onto golden coins because that might be problematic about you not bringing up your Maisa Sheni. Bishil Savri, Leigazrin Nishami Yishal Yesu. Bishil said, no, we don't make such a decree that a person might delay his bringing up of his Maisa Sheni because the Chilei Malu, Nami Bidinara, because he says, because even though the person's trying to make it as light as possible as trip to take silver coins and swap it into a golden coin, even if it's not going to equal, Asuke Masik Luhu, he's still going to bring it up because it's not such a heavy load because there's not that many silver coins. Copper coins is really heavy. Silver coins is not so much. Yeah, he wants to make it lighter to gold, but he's not going to delay his trip because of that. And therefore, they say, you're allowed to switch it into gold, because even if you don't, you'll still go up. Now, that was their machloikis. al bepeiris al dinar, but says this man da amar, but from the meister tani produce itself onto golden coins, there hakol mechalin, and there everyone holds that you are allowed to be mechal direct. And the reason is because tekiva demerkivi loy mashalu, because since produce rots, he's not going to delay. Meaning, even though he only has golden coins, he's trying to save up and say, oh, do I have enough to swap it into a golden coin? Even if it doesn't equal, Beishama would agree that the person is not going to delay his trip because of that, because he's not going to wait till next year because the produce is going to rot. He'd rather bring it up as it is and schlep it and eat the produce up there, and therefore you're allowed to swap it, because even if you don't, you won't delay your trip because of that. That's one mandama. Chado Amar, and the other one, whether it be Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish, says, no, afilu beperis al dinar name machlekes, that their machlekes, meaning Bishami, would hold that even swapping Meister Sheni produce onto golden dinar is problematic, because Bishami hold no, that even then you'll come to delay, because a person actions, he gets stubborn, he wants to only do it with golden coins, and if it doesn't equal, he'll wait, and then we run into the problem of him never bringing his Meister Sheni produce up to Yerushalayim, and therefore it says Bishami, you can never, because of this rabbinic decree, swap anything onto golden coins for Meister Sheni produce. Now, so therefore, we have three different interpretations in this machlekes Beishama and Beshil with the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We had the first version, which said it was a machlekes regarding the topic of our parak, regarding to consider gold, a golden coin, as currency or as a pri. Then we had the second version, which we had refuted, which regards to, is it a problem about kesef sheni, secondary money? And then we have this third interpretation regarding that if it's a rabbinic decree, just because a person might not have enough and then might delay bringing up his maaser sheni produce to Yerushalayim. So ask the Gemara, Bishlem lahach lishna da amrit. So it's very well understood according to this last interpretation that we said, that mederaisa mishra shari, that actually everyone agrees biblically you are allowed to swap, whether it be sloim or peiris, onto golden dinarim, but Rabbanan who degradri bay, it's only the Rabbanan who made this gzera because of, like Bishami held that there is such a gzera, because then you might not bring it up because you might want to only have it equal to that golden dinar and then bring up the golden dinar, which is very hard to equal to. Now, the reason why that interpretation is very well is Haini Duktani Yasa Bala Yasa. So that makes sense why the words that were used by Bishami and Bishil were to do or not to do. In other words, doesn't use the word to chilul or not. Because, yes, everyone agrees, even Bishami, that there is chilul. Halachically, biblically, there would be a deconsecration of the peri or the slum on the dinarim. It's just that the rabbis were stringent and said not to do. Mishil said, no, the rabbis were not stringent, you could do. Elahach lishna da'amer dimin derayis pligi. But according to this first two versions that said that the machlekes was regarding the biblical law, that Bishami said, no, biblically, it doesn't even create a chil. You cannot, either because it's a pri, and you cannot be mechal a currency onto pri, or because it's kesef sheni, and the Torah only allows kesef rishon. But then the problem is, mechalin and moloi mechalin min boile. Then the terminology that was used should have been that it should have said, Bishami say that ain sloi maise sheni mischal not dinizav. He should have said that silver currency of maise sheni cannot be deconsecrated onto golden coins. Again, either because of kesef sheni or because gold is a pri, which is a biblical problem, and it doesn't have the tfisa, it doesn't even have the acquisition of the gedusha of meiser. But not to say to do or not to do. That's what the Gemara says, Kashi, yes, you're right. That is a difficulty, according to those first interpretations, which would seem to indicate, like this last interpretation, that it's their machlekes was regarding egzera d'rabbanu. That concludes this discussion, which again was brought in because of this. We had brought from Rebbe on the previous daf regarding the topic of our Mishnah, Azov Kainas HaKesef, or HaKesef Kainas Azov, regarding those two versions of Rebbe regarding do we consider gold regarding silver as the currency or as the pri. Now the Gemara resumes that discussion regarding the topic of our Perek, which was regarding this that we said in the Mishnah. The concept was that a matpeya, a coin, does not acquire the object. The object acquires the coin, meaning the object, when it's given to the consumer, that concludes the acquisition. Now he owes him money, but giving the money does not acquire the acquisition, that of the product. Now, however, Itmar, we learned as follows. Rav Levi, Rav Mechlekes Rav and Levi. Chad Amar, Madbeya Nasa Chalipin. One of these two, either Rav or Levi, held that a coin, however, could create a Chalipin. In other words, if someone is coming to swap a coin with something else, not through the medium that we're discussing in our Mishnah of Mekech and Memker, of purchasing, rather through a different kinyan, that of what's known as a kinyan of sudr, of chalipin, of swapping, where the one who's acquiring something gives, let's say, like a kerchief to the one who's selling him the item, And through giving him the kerchief, now the seller goes and acquires to him the land or the movable item which he's drawing through the drawing of the kerchief. Like the pasuk says in Rus, where we learn that the halacha of chalipin from, shalaf ish nale, that the man took off his shoe, the nasan l'reir, and he gave it to the friend. Through the giving him the shoe, he acquired then the estate. Now, so too a coin, even though that we learned that if someone gives someone a coin, and he did not yet draw the product yet, the peris, then it's not a done deal and they can retract. That, however, says this man the Amar, is only if he's giving it to him through the medium of currency, of value, what a coin is, through how business is usually done. But if it's done through the medium of chalipin, like giving a kerchief, instead of giving a kerchief, you give a coin. So once the seller acquires the money, so then the object is automatically acquired to the buyer, wherever it is, and that will work. So although usually giving money does not do the deal, here, through the medium of chalipin, it could do the deal. That's what this madama holds. The charama, the other one says, no, ein mad be'anasa chalipin, a coin cannot create, like a kerchief, the transfer of chalipin. A coin cannot do that, as the Gemara will explain right now. Because Amr Papi says, my tamid madama ein mad be'anasa chalipin. What's the reason for this madama who says that a coin cannot create a kinyan of chalipin? As Rashi explains, you can't say that that madama holds like Rav Nachman, who says later on the Mem Zayin and Aleph that because actually chalipin could only be according to Rav Nachman with a kli, with a vessel. Because where does the source of it is learned out in Rus? It says nala his shoe, which was a kli. So of course a coin cannot work as chalipin if you hold like Rav Nachman, because it's not a kli. But that says Rashi, which explains the Gemara's question. But if that would be the case, then why would they disagree only regarding a coin? They would argue in anything that's not a kli. Rather, obviously, that this mandama holds that no, all movable items, even if it's not a kli, could create a chalipin to acquire the other item. And the machlikus is only regarding a coin. So that's the Gemara's question. Why is a coin different than all other items that it cannot create a kinyan chalipin? Says the Gemara, Mishum didaite. The reason is because the intention of the one who's being acquiring the object to the other person. In other words, the seller who's taking the coin and the chalipin, he's really only relying atzurasa on the form that's on the coin, because the actual coin is not what's significant. It's only the form. Currency is not because of the American dollar, is not the piece of paper that it is. It's what it represents. It's the form on the chaymer that gives it value. Now, the problem is, v'tzurasa avida de batla, the form of the coin, which is not really the form itself, it's what it represents, it tends to be voided. In other words, because the king, the government, could void the currency, and they could say that they want to use another form. So therefore, that's like what's called in halacha, a davar she'eino mesuyam. It's not a conclusive, complete item, because it could be changed at any point in time. Now later on, the Gemara tells us over there, the Mem Zayin, that what's excluded from the kinyan of chalipin is a davar she'eino mesuyam. Something that's not complete cannot be used as chalipin, because it has to be like a na, like a shoe, which is a complete item. So that's why this mandama holds that although you could use anything, even if it's not a kli, but it has to be a complete thing. A matbeya is not considered complete, because when the makne is taking the coin, which through the kinyan of chalipin, what's his intention? Is on the tzura of it, not on the piece of metal. And that is a davar she'eino mesuyam, because that can be changed, and therefore that's not valid for the kinyan of chalipin. That's the machlokes Rav and Levi regarding, although again, as we said, that a matbeya cannot be used in Mekka Chememka to complete the kinyan, but the question is, and that's the machlokes regarding chalipin, if it could conclude the kinyan or not. Now the Gemara asks Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that said Hazav, that a golden coin, that which is a coin, koines akesed, it acquires the silver. Says the Gemara, my love the chalipin. Isn't it talking about how does a golden coin, which is, we said, a currency, doesn't acquire in Mekech and Memker conclusively an object? How does a golden coin acquire a silver coin? Obviously, it's with chalipin. By giving to the one that you're trying to acquire the silver coin from, you give it to him like a kerchief. That's how you acquire the silver coin. So you could infer from there that might be a nasa chalipin. That a coin could be used to create a chalipin, not like that mandama that we said, that a matbeah cannot create chalipin. Says the Gemara, no, as we had actually been interpreting in the previous daf, but damim. No, the reason why it works is actually because a golden coin, as we said, in contrast to a silver coin, is considered as a peri, as the product. When you give the product to the person, that automatically does the deal, even though that you didn't get the money, which is the silver coin. However, the Gemara asks them this interpretation. Ihachi, but if that's the case, hazov koine es hakesef? But are you saying that the Mishnah's words are that the gold coin acquires the silver coin? Now, that's mashma, that sounds like that from at this point, that the silver coin is acquired to it wherever it is, which sounds like that it's over there, where it says that the golden coin acquires the silver coin. Now, such a terminology only pertains to something which is extant, which is around. And you're saying that you're switching one with the other. The golden coin acquires the silver coin. Now, the problem is, but if it's like you just answered that it's through damim, through a purchase, that's how you're saying the hazav is kind of like kesef, because not because zav is a coin that's being used for chalipin, but rather because it's actually the pri, which is that by the consumer drawing the golden coin, which is the pri, and how is he doing that? By having to pay the guy 25 silver dinarim. The problem is, the seller doesn't acquire the silver coins. Rather, the one who's drawing the golden coin becomes obligated to pay him silver coins by the mashicha, by the drawing of the golden coin, which that's how purchasing happens. You owe money. It's not a swapping. You owe a silver coin. So therefore, actually what the Mishnah should have said, according to your interpretation, is that the gold is mechayiv. By the consumer drawing the golden coin, he becomes obligated in the silver coins. In other words, it's what causes him to be obligated in silver coins. That's meboyli. That's what it should have said. If you're saying that it's regards to the golden coin acquiring the hazav koines akesef, it shouldn't have said koines akesef. It should have said hazav mechayves akesef. Says the Gemara right today, you have to learn in the halacha of our Mishnah, which was the first words in our perek, hazav mechayev, it really means that gold obligates the silver, which means to say, when the consumer acquires the golden coin, that already completes the kinyan, and now he becomes obligated in the silver coin. It's not kaina, because that would sound like chalip, and that would sound like that they're both there, and by doing one, the other one becomes acquired. That's actually not what happens. Actually, he just becomes obligated, which is a financial obligation when someone acquires a product that he bought, which is what the golden coin is. And actually, the Gemara says, Hachanam Mistab. It's not just like what we say, a Deichik Terzi. It's not like just like, oh, okay, we can find a way out and say it's not approved. It's actually logical to say that the halacha of our Mishnah was through the medium of a purchase and not through the medium of Chalipin, which if it was through Chalipin, then we would have inferred this point that we had said before that, oh, you see, not like that Manda Amra, that a coin could be used to create a chalipin, which we said it's not a difficulty on him from our Mishnah, because it's actually not through the medium of chalipin, but rather through that of damim. What's the proof? Miktani Sefer. We learn that the next halacha of the Mishnah says, although zav kainas a kesef, but a kesef in a kainas a zav. By the other party first drawing the silver coins, that does not acquire to the other person the golden coin. That doesn't conclude the deal. If you say very well, like we were answering, that it's through the medium of a purchase, so that's because that's very well, like we had said, because gold is considered the product. The silver coin is considered the money. And a coin cannot acquire the peri. As we said, which the Gemara later on, the Mimzayin Mabez will explain, that either because explicitly the Torah says that you have to do Meshicha on the object that's being bought to conclude the deal, or even if you hold that actually biblically the Kesef is Kaina, but it's a Takana Drabbanan, because maybe then if the guy already gave him the money, but he just didn't draw his product yet, and it's already done deal, but the weed is still in the attic of the seller, and it's going to get burnt. He's going to say, oh, sorry, your weed got burnt in my attic, but it's not my fault, it was already yours. So therefore we say until the lekeach actually draws the product, it's not considered a done deal. But either way, a tiva, a coin, does not acquire a pay. That's why hakesef is not koines azav. But eli yamet b'chalipim, but if you say, like you wanted to say in your question, that the halacha of azav koines hakesef was through chalipin, because although a coin cannot acquire in damim, in mekech hamemcha, but it could acquire in the halacha of chalipin, then tavayu liknat dadi, then actually both of them should acquire each other. In other words, since you're saying that a matbea could create chalipin, so what does it make a difference if it's silver or if it's gold? Hazav, a kindness of Kesav, so too, HaKesav should be kindness of Zav. So obviously, it's like we answered, it's because through Damim, not through Chalipin. But another proof. Because Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that we could prove from there that obviously that this halacha is not talking about Chalipin. Because the Braisa says, HaKesav ain't a kindness of Zav Kesad. The Braisa comes to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, this that we said that one party acquiring the silver coin does not acquire to the other party the golden coin. How is that so? So says the Braisa, Mocher loy eser mechamisha dinarim shel kesef b'dinah shel zav. It says clearly that's through the medium of selling, not of swapping. If he's selling him 25 silver dinarim to acquire a golden dinar, ava bisha moshach es hakesef, even if he drew the silver coins, loy kana atshim shel kesef, he's not acquired it until the other party drew the golden coin. That the Gemara proves. If he says talking about through the medium of purchasing a value, that's why it's not acquired, as we said before. But if you say that this halacha that we were talking about of acquiring and not acquiring is b'chalipin, well then the question is nikni. Then because just like you said in the ratio that zav is kindness hakesav, which from there you wanted to prove that matbeah could create chalipin, so too hakesav should be kindness hazav. Obviously, as the Gemara says, Elamai, so what do you have to say? This Tumah B'damim. On that the Gemara asks, but Ihachi Eim HaReisha. But then look at the Reisha. The Reisha of the Braisa explains, Hazav Koin Nes HaKesav Ketzad. What's the halacha of that gold? By one party acquiring the golden coin, it acquires the silver coin. How so? Says the Braisa, Mochloi Dinah Shel Zav Be'esem Mechamisha Dinarim Shel Kesav. Question is, what are you selling for what? So it says that if you're selling the golden dinar for 25 silver dinarim, so it doesn't make a difference what you're selling for what, as we say that one is automatically the pri and one is automatically the coin. Once the party drew the golden coin, that acquires the silver money wherever it is. That the Gemara asks. If you say, like we were saying in our question, that it's through chalipin, that would make sense, and this is similar to the previous question we had, that it would acquire the silver monies wherever it is, because that's what Chalipin does. Chalipin, once the seller takes the kerchief, it automatically acquires the land or whatever he's selling to the other person wherever it is. But if you say it's working through the medium of value, of purchasing, of Mekichememker, Hai Nikne Kesa B'chamakim Shehu? The words that are said are that what? That the money will be acquired, the silver money will be acquired wherever it is? That's not what it should say. As we said before, in the Schei of Gavrimi Boile, it should say that the person becomes obligated. He becomes obligated. But it's not like the actual money is acquired. It's a financial obligation that the consumer has now that he has to pay up. But it's not an automatic acquisition on certain monies. So obviously it sounds like that it's actually working through Chalip and not through Damim. That's just the Gemara, though it's not difficult. Amr Vashi, Lo Ilim B'damim, truthfully, as we were saying up until now, as we had explained the Mishnah, it's talking about through the value, through purchasing. So then how do we interpret these words that it sounds like that the money are acquired wherever it is, it sounds like that it's automatically acquired, which would only be through Chalip and not through Damim? That actually means something else. When it says B'chamakam Shu, it doesn't mean wherever it is. It means Kamayshuhu, however it is. Not wherever it is, but however it is. Meaning exactly as they had stipulated beforehand. What does that mean? K'da'amalei, like he had told him. In other words, if he had told him that I want you to pay me for the golden coin that you're buying with silver coins from a new purse, meaning from newly minted silver coins, that I'm going to give you new coins, means to say however it is, meaning however that he had made up, he can't give him from an old purse, meaning from old minted coins, meaning. And the chiddush in that is because avagav dadif minayu, even though really new coins are not as good actually. Actually, when they're a little bit used, they're actually better. But still, he cannot give him older ones, he has to give him new ones. My time, what's the reason? Because the amalei, he'll tell him, liyashnan kabe'in aluhu. This that I want money from you, silver coins, I don't want to use them right now. Actually, I have to hold on to them for a long time. If I actually prefer new coins, because although they're good when they're a little bit used already, but if I'm holding on to them for a while, if I'm going to take already used ones and now they're going to get even older, they're going to get way too black and they're not going to be good already, so I'd rather have new ones. That's what it means when it says, B'chamakam Shu, it means however, not wherever, and therefore again, we could still hold like the Gemara's Teretz, which is not difficult in that Manda Amar, even if you say that a Matbea is not Nasa Chalipin, Zav Kebekain Nasa Kesav, not through the medium of a Matbea, and chalipin, but rather of that as a pri in the form of damim of mekach hamemker. Now, Amar Papa, he says, afil amanda Amar, eidmat be'a nasa chalipin, says, even according to that opinion that we had just mentioned before, that a coin cannot create chalipin, meaning by giving the coin to the person as the kerchief, then the other person's item, who we call the seller, cannot acquire the other to the other person. But mi eved hu deloy ovet chalipin, it's only that it cannot create chalipin. But akanuyi mikni bechalipin, but to be acquired through chalipin. In other words, if let's say one person is giving a kerchief or a movable item to the other person, then the money could be acquired from the seller through chalipin to the other person. Meaning, once the one who owns the coins did chalipin from the other person that he acquired a kerchief from him, then the owner of the coin, his money is automatically acquired to the owner of the kerchief. Meaning, so although it cannot create chalipin, money could be acquired through chalipin. And says the Gemara, because midi dahava peler of Nachman, just like we find regards to produce, a contra of Nachman. Meaning, as Rashi explains, anything that's not a kli, that's not a vessel, we call it in the term of pri in regards to halachas of chalipin. Because the machlik is Rav Sheshan Rav Nachman brought later on the Mem Zayin in this sugya. The Rav Nachman says, when the Torah talks about the halach of chalipin in Megillas Rus, it uses the word shoe. It's specifically something like a shoe, which is a kli. And nothing else, which is not a kli, could create chalipin. So says the Gemara, says Rav Papa, peiril Rav Nachman, regarding a non-kli according to Rav Nachman, lav afa gav di'inu loy avdi chalipin, isn't it that even though that Rav Nachman holds if it's not a kli, it cannot create chalipin, but aknuyi mikni b'chalipin, but he agrees that anything that's opposite the kli could be acquired with the transfer of the kli, because like the pasuk in Rus says, l'kayim kol davar, to substantiate anything. So although that a pri cannot create a chalipin to acquire what the other person has, but it could be itself acquired with the other person giving the kli. So once the owner of the pri acquires the kli from the other person, his payers are acquired to the owner of the kli. So tivin, namelishna. So money is no different than that, where although it cannot create the chalipin, but it could be acquired through chalipin. So even though we have this machlekes that everyone agrees that kesef cannot create, that a tiva, a coin, cannot create the kinyan for mekach memker, but there's a machlekes if it create a kinyan regarding chalipin. But even the one who holds it cannot create the chalipin, but it could be acquired through the kinyan chalipin itself.